Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio and here at WBLQ Radio Station in Westerly, Rhode Island. I'm so excited to come to you tonight. I want to invite you to stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you to create the life that you desire. You can connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. And folks, when you go to the website, make sure that you check out my newsletter, my free newsletter, because when you check, sign up for the free newsletter, I'm going to send you lots of bonus and gifts that you can get videos and you can learn more tools and techniques to help you in the challenges that you might be faced with. And these videos are filled with information that helped me, and I use these tools to overcome and heal Crohn's disease, a life and death pregnancy, being given 30 minutes to live in my life, overcome abuse, divorce, a near-death experience, and going on to meeting Mr. Right and having the perfect life that I absolutely love. So check out my website and sign up for that newsletter to get these videos at AskSueLondon.com. So Christopher, my friend, we've had an awesome week here in Rhode Island.
Yes, we have. And I promise not to give direction over the air, but bring the mic down just a little bit. So it's just bring it down. There we go. See, we're actually live in the studio with Sue.
Yeah, see, I'm normally in Canada, and I'm normally doing the show with Chris. So I'm like sitting here, he's making faces at me. And
oh, it's fun.
We are having so much fun. I hate to say I have to go home tomorrow, but we've had an awesome time. And I guess we have some sad news. Before we start the show, we should share it before we go any further. Do you want to tell everybody what news we just got?
Yeah, we just got a call from Linda Firing, who informed us that Nelson Mandela has passed away at the age of 95.
Wow.
And I say that kind of with a little happy inflection in my voice because he's lived a good long life, I think.
Yeah. Now, do you know what was the cause of the death? Was it just his age or
that? I don't know. I mean, I know that people are living longer and longer, and if there could have been some sort of ailment, I don't have the details yet, but Nelson Mandela, I didn't even realize he was 95. Did you know that?
I didn't know that, but I know he was having some health challenges. I remember he
that
was
I
in
was
and out
aware
of hospitals,
yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, he's really a man who has taken action in his life and made such a powerful difference for so many. So we all want to send our prayers and thoughts out to his family and loved ones. And sad way to start a show, but I think it's very important that we share that and pay tribute to him.
Yeah, it's good that we got the information out.
Yeah, so I've enjoyed being with you this week. And okay, folks, if you didn't hear me on the radio earlier this week, I've got some groundbreaking news we got to share. On, was it Wednesday's show when I came on?
That was yesterday, believe
it or not.
Was
that just yesterday?
I know.
Oh my gosh.
In certain ways, it's going really fast.
Yeah.
But in other ways, because we've done so much, it seems like when we talk about something that happened yesterday, like it happened a week ago.
I know. Well, folks, we did a four-hour show from the Westerly Holiday Stroll in Rhode Island, and it was 4 hours straight me talking. I really didn't know I had it in me, and don't make a comment about that, Christopher.
Well, I wasn't there. I actually had to watch Santa's sleigh.
That's right.
But Santa Claus told me when he was riding by on the horse and buggy that he heard you and Chrissy and everything sounded great. The energy was up. And
we had a hoot. Yeah. Absolutely a hoot. Hoot and a half. It was really a great show. And Yeah. Met a lot of great people. I just lost my thought because you just made another funny face at me.
Miracles have been happening and all the time you've been here, actually.
Oh, my gosh. Well, okay. You just went off that topic. I know what I was going to say, folks. Okay. You've been hearing me talking about through the year about me making everything from scratch, eating healthy, having a gluten-free diet. Well, my friend here has been complaining how he doesn't like beets. So in Canada, before I left home, I wrapped up with bubble wrap, took extra care, and wrapped up some homemade canning, and I brought Christopher my homemade pickled beets. Okay, on my live show, Christopher, how did you like these pickled beets?
Well, and I did it live on the air on the morning show. Yes. I was surprised because they were very good. I didn't expect
Say that again? They were what?
They were very, very good.
Hear that, folks?
And it was unbelievable because it's been so long, probably since I've been 3.5 or 4 years old. Mm-hmm. And I guess I just had a bad experience and did not like them and just remembered it my whole life.
Yeah.
And then years and years later, and I mean many years later,
Sue
brings in these pickled beets along with a variety of other good foods.
Relishes and
foods,
pickles and that.
Which I haven't yet sampled. And I tried it and it was sweet. And it reminded me of, even though Sue's going to roll her eyes.
He's just crazy when he tells her that's what it tastes like.
But it tastes like a sweet salsa that Lena just recently got to dip those nachos, Tostitos, although we did have the organic, corn chips.
Yep.
And dipping corn chips into the salsa and the pickling substance, the red.
Yeah.
The red liquid in there.
Yep.
It tasted just like that salsa.
Wow. And folks, I have to tell you, when I was on the show with another host that morning, we had Chris try it, and I actually was watching him take more. It wasn't like I had to force feed him. So it was proof to me he did like them. So who knew? So folks, if you want this recipe, just email me at getinspiredradio@gmail.com, and I'd be happy to share it with you. Now, we got to go to a break soon. So before we go to this break, we got to give some books away.
Okay.
Okay. So if you live in the local area of Westerly, Rhode Island, and you can get to the radio station at 58B High Street in Westerly, I'm going to have here for you a set of all my books. Those books are Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in My Life, and that's the story of all the challenges I faced. You're also going to get to the two of my children's books, which are Rocky's Trip to the Hospital. And the other book in the Rocky's Journey series is Rocky's Positive Thoughts Coloring Book. So the first caller to call in, and Christopher, do you want to share that number? They're going to win these books, and they can come in tomorrow and pick them up. And if you come in the morning, I will be here and meet you personally and give you a hug.
Okay. The number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And first caller right now, we'll get the free book giveaway of Soar Above It All, which is all about Sue London's life story and the challenges that she's faced. And let's not forget the children's books that she brought with her, which has just been so popular downtown with a stroll about Rocky's adventures, about your dog Rocky, but that you've actually used his name to transform into children's books.
Yes.
Kids love it.
Yeah. So call in. And then when we come back from the break, we are going to introduce you to an amazing guest. Our topic is coping with uncopable parents, loving action for elderly care. And our guest is Carol Ann Hamilton. So stay tuned. We're going to bring her back on and we're going to help you help your loved ones. Stay tuned.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the seven gifts to unlock your miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Welcome back. We've got a great show today. Our topic is very informative. It is about coping with uncopable parents, and we're going to support you with loving action for elderly care. Christopher, I understand we have a caller that is called to win the books.
Yes, and if I remember correctly, I believe it is Celeste from Westerly. Is that right?
That's correct.
All right, Celeste, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
So, Celeste, did I meet you last night?
No.
No, did you go out last night to the holiday stroll?
No, I wasn't able to go, unfortunately.
Well, it was cold out there.
Well, anyway, you know, I would assume you know where our studios are, correct?
Yes.
All right,
well,
just come on by and pick up your book.
Thanks, Celeste,
thank
for calling.
Thank you very much. It's going to be very informative because I actually have a cousin who is going through a difficult time right now with a parent, and this is, comes at a great time.
Good. Well, I'm glad that you called, and feel free, if you've got more questions, call us back, and then our guest, Carol Ann Hamilton, can help you through some of your stuff.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, folks, now, our guest tonight is Carol Ann Hamilton. Now, Carol Ann is an amazing lady, and she's an only child of, I'm quoting her here, excruciating parents. Now, this author and entrepreneur, she can add survival of uncopable elderly care to her lengthy credentials. Now, Carol Ann is a Reiki master, a healer, transformational coach, inspirational author, and she really, I can tell you, really ignites people to dream, to live the dreams of their lives, or to live their, oh my gosh, I can't get the words out. This is going to be a blooper show.
It's that old saying, living the dream.
Thank you.
A cowboy Dan said that last
night.
Oh
my gosh. Okay, to book Carol Ann as your coach or to purchase a copy of her books and to learn more about this wonderful, amazing lady, please visit Carol Ann, that's A-N-N, Hamilton.com. Carol Ann, welcome to the show, my friend.
It is so wonderful to be here with you, Sue and Christopher, and everybody listening in. I am thrilled.
Well, I'm sorry that I messed up and bleeped your wonderful bio there, my friend.
You know, I think people will have gotten exactly what they were supposed to get. So that's perfect.
I totally agree. Now, you know what I think would be great is you've had personal experience, what we're going to talk about tonight. And we've got people listening that are thinking, this woman doesn't know what she's talking about. How would she know? Can you share what you've been through and what brought you to doing what you're doing?
I would love to. Because those who are listening thinking, does she actually know? Let's start by saying that my father especially, if we placed him on a stubbornness scale of 1 to 100, he would have been about a 500% plus man.
Okay.
So he proved to be my living laboratory, and I can squarely admit to trying an A to Z of all of the techniques that don't work. So I'd encourage folks to learn from my trial and error experimentation until I finally, over time, this was a 3-year process, came upon my loving action keys that actually work even with the most recalcitrant elder, which my dad most assuredly was. Mm-hmm. So we're right. I don't have a degree in geriatrics or a background in assisted living facilities. Mm-hmm. Mine is corporate. However, I have in-the-trenches experience for those who are yanking their hair out, and those are the folks that
and
I want
Can I add something to that, Caroline?
Sure.
I have personally been coached by Jack Canfield, who writes Chicken Soup for the Soul books, and he said to me that personal experience is the best experience, the best trait. It's better than any book. Coaches who are can live the experience and share it are better for coaches. Now, I'm saying that, but if you're a coach, you know, I'm not saying we're the best, but it does help people because you understand more what they're going through.
Have lived it.
Right.
Like you have, Sue, right?
Exactly.
That's why I call it in the trenches. I have been there, done it, gotten the t-shirt. That is my credential in the field.
Exactly. So what kind of things did you go through? Share the feelings.
Yeah, well, what haven't I really been through? And if I may be so bold with everybody, I'm going to say I have gone through the gamut. And that has included intense frustration, anger. Some days I didn't know if my dad would go first or I would. Because it has been a grueling journey. I think of it as a marathon that some days I was surprised that I survived, and there was not a thing that I didn't encounter at the hands of my father, from wanting to remain in the residence that he had built for my mom and me in 1963, through to his stubbornness to entertain care options, through to how to get him to embrace that we needed to do some different things on how to navigate around. Gosh, having him even entertain not driving anymore, that was a book and a half by itself.
And so that is a tough one, too, telling your parents they shouldn't be driving anymore, isn't it?
Well, yes. And with him, telling would not have actually worked.
Okay, so
a much more stealth operation than that, Sue.
Yeah, let's address that, because there's a lot of elders that shouldn't be driving. Who do you think is responsible for that?
Well, clearly, it became my responsibility in the end, because I did try to deal with my dad's auto insurance carriers, and when we get into, if we do, about how ill-equipped the systems of society are to really contend with this burgeoning crisis, I will have plenty to say on that front, because I was strictly unsupported. Okay. So I chipped away on my dad on my own. And we need to understand that this was a man who, in his school career as a teacher and principal in the early days during the war efforts, drove trucks during the summers to earn extra money.
Wow.
And he drove engine mounts for the Lancaster bombers into a local factory in Ontario here. He had a stellar driving record across 60 to 70 years of driving.
Okay.
So this was a man who prided himself on his driving prowess. So you can imagine that in Ontario's licensing system.
Now, you're saying Ontario, Canada.
Yes, right? That's right. When he got to age 88, and every 2 years had to do a written test, as well as, you know, optometrist exams and so on to renew the driver's license, it was nothing short of a shock when suddenly he did not pass those tests, never mind even driving on the road to demonstrate competence for the very first time. And to this day, we have never really figured out in the family what exactly happened.
Okay.
All we know is that from a Monday to a Friday, he got a passing grade.
Mm.
But I really question, frankly,
how he got
the instructor's signature, because he was already declining in his driving at that time. And you're right, Sue, that this becomes nothing short of a danger on the road.
Yeah. Now, so can I, you're telling our listeners what it is in Canada. Chris, do you know what it is in United States? How do you have to do like a written test at a certain age or a driving test again? Do you know what that your rules are?
Yeah, when you're talking about the elderly specifically.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the way I understand it, and I know my grandfather listens to the station, Vito. So I'm not saying you're old, Vito. So you got to be careful about how I word that. But
we love you, Vito.
Exactly. What I've learned though is that when you get to be over a certain age, and I don't know what that age is, but what is ever deemed a senior citizen, you have to get your examination once a year.
Once a year.
At that point.
Okay.
I mean, for a young age like Sue and I, if you were living here, Sue, I think it's like once every, like 8 years or something like that. It's a very, maybe eight's a little much. Maybe it's 6 years or something like that, but it's a long time.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I say that, Caroline, because we have a lot of American listeners.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
and, you know what, no matter what side of the border we're on, I think the issue really remains that as a parent, like my dad, becomes increasingly incapacitated, they are a danger to themselves and others on the road.
Yeah.
So why I portrayed, you know, my dad's name was Bill, Bill the truck driver, kind of like a title, is because this was a series of conversations to try to get him to consider, you know, it's not going the way it used to with the driving. And I think, luckily, the universe intervened at one point because we were heading out for grocery shopping together. He wanted to do the driving.
Oh.
And he stepped on the accelerator by mistake, so we careened backward out of the driveway down the road into the neighbor's adjoining driveway until he finally got control of the wheel and stalled the engine.
Wow.
So that really was a rude awakening to him.
Yeah.
So I kept chipping away when it came time to renew his driver's license and his automobile insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Should we be starting to look at a different way to get about?
Yeah.
And that ultimately resulted in cabs. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy to say that even a stubborn man who thought he was the greatest driver on the face of the earth.
Yeah.
Could adjust himself over time to at least that. I was prepared at the end of days to take away the car keys if that was a necessary strategy.
Yeah.
Because in all cases, I would say, Sue, to you and our listeners this evening, that there are some places where I would have intervened even sooner and begun to chip away. And
so,
one of those was the car.
The car. So what would you say as some advice to our listeners who have parents that their license need to be taken away? What do you say to them? How do you guide them? What action would you say would work, like you said, about starting to prepare him and the cab rides and that?
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, like the kids say, how do you eat an elephant? And the answer is one bite at a time. It's the same way here, that one could start just with a conversation as we did at the kitchen table. Gentle, plant the seed. You know, Daddy, we realize, I think, as a result of some episodes or, you know, however the listeners would say it, that that maybe the driving isn't quite going the way it used to. And so maybe we can all just start to consider if there are some other options. And why I'm suggesting a gentle beginning is because we need to recognize where the elder is coming from, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be the loss of freedom and independence
right.
that they perceive.
I think another issue is actually burdened upon the children. And what I mean by that is somebody like me, and I hope that my parents never get there. I'm very, very, I know that's, it's an impossible thought to think that we're going to live and be perfect forever because we're human beings and that's what happens to us. I mean, when people age, you know, things start to break down, whether it's in the mind or physically or both or whatever. And I think my biggest issue as a child is I love my parents so much, believe it or not, mom and dad, I do, that, you know, and when I think about way down the road in the future, and I mean way down the road, I will have a tough time accepting, you know, them not being able to do things that they were once able to do. And I'd probably be the opposite, where they would want to stop driving or doing whatever, and I'd be the one saying, "No, things are fine, things are the same," and I would want everything to stay as it is because I hate change. I do not like change at all, especially when you're talking about loved ones. So, what would you have to say to people who think like me, where the shoe's on the other foot? I guess you could say,
as a child, you mean?
As the son or daughter of the aging parents. And we kind of want them to keep going, you know, and we don't want them to stop doing what they're doing.
You know, you're not the first, Christopher, that's really interesting, who has started to bring up this point for my, you know, suggestions. And I would say to you, yes, it's not easy because all parties involved are going really through a transition. And a transition has as much to do with the inner process of coming to grips with these changes that go on with our parents over time. So I would encourage you and others to think about, and then in turn, not only years down the road for your folks, which is really great, but then also you, anybody that has children or other young relatives around them, please do entertain that this is important enough to have a mature, adult, proactive conversation about. I know it's squishy. I know it's uncomfortable. I know we don't want to go there. And yet, like the cover of my book that has an ostrich, there's no mistake to that about burying our heads in the sands. This is an inevitability. And I might offer up, better that we stay ahead of the curve before we go into crisis and then we are forced to make rapid-fire decisions about this that we don't want to do.
Or worse, if they get into an accident.
Think about that.
And then maybe they're not here tomorrow because you didn't have tough love, you know, speak up.
Mm-hmm. It's right? A fine balance, you know, between having the gentle seed planting, but then being prepared to be courageous enough because it is in their best interests, both for their safety and others on the road. So how do we really come to grips with it inside of ourselves while still enjoying the moment? As you say, Christopher, your folks are not there yet.
No, as a matter of fact, I am very fortunate, and this is probably going to surprise you. I'm 40 years old. I have all four grandparents living, and there's about a 22-year gap between my parents and I. They're in their early 60s. Actually 63 and I'm 40, so 23-year gap. And then their parents are, you know, they vary, but they're all in their early to mid 80s. So there's about a 22-year gap there.
Wow.
So, I mean, right now, and my grandparents are all still doing very well. I mean, there's some physical problems on my grandmother on my mom's side and then my grandfather on my dad's side, you know, but as far as being mentally sharp, all of them still drive, and we still call my grandmother Elaine Champlin. We call her Leadfoot. Watch out.
No. I hope none of your state troopers are listening to this, Christopher.
Well,
or Grandma.
Well, if any of them are listening, just remember that we are friends to the police here at WBLQ.
Oh my God.
And Transformation Talk Radio.
Oh, my God.
I love it, but, you know, you are uniquely lucky, and yet that, on the other hand, is going to mean that over the coming years, you will have a number of these elder care conversations.
Right. And I find that to be very difficult because I have been so fortunate in my life, and not just with my grandparents and parents, but with everybody. I have never really lost a really close relative. I've lost, you know, distant relatives, great aunts, great uncles and things like that. And I see other people go through it, but I've never had to go through that. And I'm fearing that day more than you know. You know, I'm not just talking about passing. I'm talking about the whole, you know, the possibility of all of these ailments, whether it be Alzheimer's, dementia, you know, all of the things that, that can come, you know, with the twilight years.
Mm-hmm. I actually hear you and feel you in saying that. And it's not a pleasant specter. On the other hand, too, while we don't want to go into denial, we don't also want to necessarily focus on it unduly. So it's, again, that tightrope, because sometimes what we focus on expands, right? So the more we think about,
mm-hmm. How many times
oh, gosh,
you hear
I
that,
read
Chris?
The day, the more, you know, we can create that. Mm-hmm. So it's how to stay in the moment and enjoy them, but to stay observant, to stay centered inside of ourselves so that we do watch, not unduly, for signs of, you know, issues emerging, shall we say, so that we can nip them in the bud sooner rather than later. Your parents and grandparents, Christopher, sound like they're quite reasonable, you know, and that you have obviously a lovely relationship with them. And remember that there are folks who don't have that, and so whether you do or don't, it becomes incumbent on us, I think, because there's also somewhat of a role reversal that inevitably happens here. I know I can say I'm not a parent myself, but some of the most poignant moments with my own dad happened in what we call the laundry room chats. And by that I mean he had in this circa 1963 house, circa 1970s, if you can believe it, washing machine and dryer, you know, and the spinner type. At least they replaced the ringer that was the case in the early years in the household, but we had the spinner going on. And so you had to babysit the machine because it would fill, and if you didn't ditch out the water, you'd have an overflow situation in the laundry room. So while we watched it go through the cycles, and I was doing his laundry for him, which was not easy.
Yeah,
I would say that those were the moments where I know exactly what my dad was doing. Mm-hmm. And he was absolutely using them to impart his legacy, the things he wanted me to know about him, mm-hmm. because inevitably he would pass away.
Yeah.
And I cherish deeply those mm-hmm. conversations above all else. They're right alongside finding photos that I didn't even know existed of my mom and my dad. Mm-hmm. And those are the things of which the journey, shall we say, is composed. Mm-hmm. And I know they could be upsetting, I suppose, conversations, but I don't deem them as such. Mm-hmm. I find them a priceless treasure that we were mm-hmm. able to still enjoy.
Yeah.
That's an interesting way of looking at it. Mm-hmm. I just want to say, because Sue and I were working on the, you know, your commercial earlier and yesterday, and I got the opportunity to actually flip through some pages of the book, which I can't wait to actually read the whole thing. And I like your questions that you have in there because they really grab people. You know, have you been through this? Do your eyes roll to the back of your head thinking about like the way you word things? I think you really get people's attention.
Thank you. And the attention that I really seek to make a difference with is for those folks especially who are going kind of crazy in the care of their elderly parents. Because what I've found in my travels through this domain is that there exist plenty of volumes out there about all of the typical advice, oh, you know, you just need to be patient and kind and understand their perspectives. Of course. However, if you're in the throes, if you're up to your you-know-what in the swamp with the alligators and you don't know if you're going to survive for another day, that's what actually prompted writing those 10 questions for people to recognize themselves, because the book, generous as your commentary is, Christopher, may not apply to everyone on the planet. After all, there are some elders who say, sure, I'm ready to go into an assisted living facility. I'm prepared to surrender the car keys. I am happy to, have caregivers around me. I don't mind leaving the residence I've lived in for 50 years, that kind of thing. And that's not who my parents were, and especially my dad. And it's also not what we were dealing with in our family unit. So it's the person who doesn't know if they're going to make it another day. I liken it to a marathon. You're running those last laps, and you are practically panting and gasping for air as you come up to the proverbial finish line, shall we say. And even really, it's not the finish line, but just let's say. And you need to know, those listeners who are resonating with this, you need to know, I want to encourage you from my heart, it is okay to have every feeling of burden or overwhelm or resentment in those situations. It is perfectly understandable, because I don't think we accord ourselves that right sometimes, and I wonder how that impacts really being able to be present and available in a heart-based way with our elderly parents, which is our higher self, which is who we really want to be around them.
Yeah, very, very well said.
Now, I was going to say, we should tell everybody, and we said it on the commercial, but people wanting this book and, you know, wanting to deal with uncopable parents and being culpable, what is your contact information and your website?
Exactly right. So it's www.carolannhamilton.com. And you will find there the ability to purchase the book, as well as to book, if you wish, would like, a complimentary consultation, which I am happy to offer folks. That would be about a 20 to 30 minute dialogue where we would speak by phone. And
nice.
You would have the opportunity to share your situation a little more, and we would explore to see if I could help you in any way.
Carolyn, you also are a coach. Why don't you tell everybody, because you've got your book, great information in it, but people want to work with you one-on-one. Tell them how they can work with you.
Indeed, right, because following on from the consultation, then we would craft together what it is that we want to address by way of some of your specific issues. I have packages of coaching and webinar services that could be available to people at in three different categories, shall we say. And through the consultation, we would really explore the ideal and perfect package for you by which to access the combination of those services. And they can extend right up to consultation with you and your family members.
Perfect. Well, Carolyn, share with everybody. We're almost out of time here. Show's gone so quickly. Share with everybody one more time how they connect with you. Your website address?
The best thing is to do to go onto my website and then fill out the form that is there. I will receive your contact information and I will be in touch with you. It would probably come by way of email. If you would like to have my phone contact information, it's there too, but
perfect.
I'll say it right now on air.
Sure.
905 is the area code, 822-2503. That's 905-822-2503, and I'm happy to hear from folks directly at that number.
Perfect. And she's a Canadian, fellow Canadian, that I'm proud to say, folks. And Carolyn can really help you. And her book, phenomenal, phenomenal. And folks, you're going to relate to it, because as you read her words, you're going to know that she gets where you're at. Coping with uncopable parents, loving action for elder care. Carolyn, it's been awesome to have you with us. All the best of what you're doing. Very proud of you. You're an awesome lady.
very much my privilege.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me on, Sue and Christopher.
Thanks, my friend. Folks, we're going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, Christopher and I are going to share some more inspiration with you. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London, and I'm in the station today in Westerly. Folks, I'm so excited to be here face-to-face with my wonderful producer, Christopher. Hey, we have had an awesome week this week, haven't we, my friend?
Yes, and it's not over yet.
I know.
We're hoping to keep you around for a little longer.
Well, you know what? We thought there was going to be a snowstorm, and we were kind of questioning. Somebody told us there was a storm coming, so we thought maybe we would be stuck at Chicago Airport, and we wouldn't make it out of here, but I heard otherwise. So it was almost a close call. He had us a little bit longer, but you know, but I think this is a good time that you and I inspire people together. That's what I want to do in this part of the show, because one thing that you and I have experienced this week together is that people have been coming into the station, hearing me on the show, all on the different shows all week. And simply by me sharing what I went through in my life, the stories, folks, that I could tell you are like another book again, right?
You should do a sequel then.
I know. We should start a whole new show. This is what happened from this. But the point I'm making, folks, is that I met a wonderful man today. And he was listening to the morning show that I was covering. And he called into the show and shared that he had read my book. It was actually the first book that he had read in English. And I was very touched by that and very honored. And actually, it was Christopher, your dad, that helped him to learn English.
I heard that.
Yeah. And so he came in and I said, you know, his dream was to come to Canada to meet me because he really liked my book. Very touching. I'm teary-eyed, folks, as I'm even thinking about it.
That's great.
Yeah. And here he came into the station and he met me and we took some pictures. And tomorrow or the next day or maybe the next day after that, I have an iPad now, so I got to figure out how to do this. I'm going to put the pictures up of our week. And I took a picture with this man, Angelo. And so he asked if he could take me out for lunch and we talked about, you know, what he'd been through. And he was sharing about how should you share what you've been through? Because some people are saying if he should or shouldn't. I know I went through that. And I can tell you that when you go through something, there's other people that experience that. And how do you not know if your words are not going to help somebody else heal, right? And it's been quite a journey this week and confirmation for me that it was right.
You're going to make me teary-eyed. You're getting teary-eyed over there right
I
now.
I know. We're such a sappy pair here. But, you know, I can't talk highly enough about that, that whatever you go through, it's for a reason. And simply to give somebody a hug. I mean, how many hugs have I given this week? And how many people who were kind of hard-crusted and... You know, Chris kind of tried to prepare me for some of these people. And as soon as I gave them a hug, they were crying. They were sharing their stories. And, you know, you get it. And as Carol Ann, you know, shared her stuff and her story, look at how, you know, she's helping people with their aging elderly. It has been quite an interesting week.
And she has such a positive outlook on the whole, you know, the whole issue, mm-hmm. Where it doesn't even seem like an issue anymore. It basically sheds a whole new light on how to handle an aging parent, especially right. when they're that close to you and you right. love them so much. And mm-hmm. it really, like with me, it would really bother me to go through that. And she sheds a whole new light on it in her mm-hmm. book.
Yeah. And so if you're listening and you are going through a challenge, look what you can learn from that. So that you can take that and teach or help somebody else. Instead of focusing on how bad something is or it's never going to end, think about what lessons you can learn or keep yourself, as I say, the producer, meaning keep yourself out of the scene or the act or the situation. And sorry, don't be the actor, be the producer. So keep yourself back and then just look as with no emotion of what's happening in a situation and it won't get you so pulled in and caught up with others' negativity, shall we say. Today, yeah, I was out going to pick up our lunch. I was on the street and I saw a man get out of his car and he was really struggling to get out of his car. He was walking with a cane. He was an older man, probably in his late 70s, early 80s. He was struggling just to get from the car to the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. So I saw that he was trying to get to a store and walking towards the store. And I thought, I just simply went over to that door. I opened it and this man just lit up. Like it was like the greatest gift I could give him just to open the door for him.
Simple things.
Simple, simple, simple. And then I saw his wife, an older lady, struggling herself to walk. She was behind him, you know, a couple feet, and I still stood there and I held the door for her. And they were so touched by that simple thing. Didn't cost me a cent, didn't cost me any, you know, extra time. It was just more helping them. They were so deeply touched by that. And I wonder how many more things could people be doing in our world that are so simple like that and that can make such a positive difference for others.
One random act of kindness at a time.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. You know, listening to somebody, ask yourself, you know, how can you be a support to somebody else? You know, maybe you are seeing people who are aging, you know, I hate to say that S word, that bad S word, but snow is coming to a lot of areas. Can you shovel their snow?
Wait a minute. I have to, no, you know what? I don't want to get you off track because you're so right about doing, you know, something simple and nice for somebody.
Right.
And I think that's great to go shovel their snow. I just have to disagree with one thing. Snow is not so terrible, Sue.
Okay, I'm Canadian and I don't like snow, my friend. Sorry.
I like it when there's just the right amount and you can, you know, it's so pretty and it's, you know, it's winter time and it's Christmas.
See, I like the first snowfall. I like that. I will admit I love that, and I like when our grandchildren are over and we take them for a toboggan ride and stuff like that. But driving in it and, you know, being out when it's the slushy and the cold and the snowstorms and that, when you have to drive, I don't like that.
Well, do what Carol Ann Hamilton does and look at the positive side.
Oh, I'm looking at the positive side. I positively don't like the winter part. What can I say?
I positively don't like it. I knew you were going to say something.
And, you know,
like
you got to remember, too, I was in the Caribbean, like, 10 days ago for celebrating national holiday. You remember that November 23rd birthday. So, you know, it's your system stays cold when you come back to colder weather. And
November 23rd, that I will never forget that day.
I wonder why. But
do you remember my birthday?
Of course I do. Friday the 13th of April.
Oh my goodness. You're good.
I remember.
You're good.
I know I am. But, you know, we're talking about doing nice things. My husband, Ross, is with me on this trip, and he has been such a tremendous support for me being down here, and he's, you know, at the hotel right now and working hard doing his business stuff. But we have been very fortunate to stay at a very nice place. We've been staying at the Winnipeg Inn, and Christopher, they're awesome. Tell everybody their address, because if you come to Westerly, Rhode Island, you really want to check that place out. And you're better with addresses because you know me with directions.
Well, you know what? On the radio, I personally don't like to give out number addresses because I think it confuses people. But I will say that they are located on the corner of Tom Harvey Road and Shore Road in Westerly and right next door to Venice Restaurant, which they also own. Mm-hmm. That's Venice Restaurant and Winnipeg Inn in beautiful Musquamicket, which is part of Westerly, Rhode Island. The DeMarco family, Nunzio and Maria and Antonio and everybody over there. They just do a fantastic job. I'm so glad they're taking good care of you.
They have.
And
they
the pasta
have.
Bar
yes,
is great.
And the
love
oyster
that.
Bar.
Oyster bar.
And they've been making gluten-free cooking, you know, making food for me, which have been so, I'm so grateful for that. And while I've been here during the daytime, lunchtimes, Van Gent's restaurant. I love them. Ross has already put his order in for the airplane ride home, and tremendous. And everybody here at the station, I love you all so much. I think we're almost out of time, aren't we?
We are almost out of time. We just got a text from our friend Maggie saying if you get lost again, she will definitely drive you.
Oh, God bless you, girl. Do you see what I mean, folks? This is kind of the random acts that have been happening for myself and Ross all week. Think about what you can do for others. Folks, I think we're out of time.
We're out of time. Cowboy Dan loves you, too.
Oh, awesome. People have been coming and giving me gifts all week, guys. It's been absolutely awesome. And I want to thank Carol Ann Hamilton for being with us. I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. On behalf of Carol Ann, my wonderful producer, who I love so much, my friend, Christopher DiPaolo, and myself, Sue London, we want to wish you much love and many blessings. And have an awesome week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you have missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guests to help you create the life you desire.
Get Inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
The The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life. Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.